just a cross about an inch and a half wide and narrow enough to go in the mouth of each urn.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit there and take that stick and beat up and down. And every once in a while you look at it, Neil can do that by knowledgeable, through experience. Need a little, it's not hot enough. Put a little hot water in it. It got too hot, I put some more. Usually whenever the butter comes to the top and when it churns, you put just about a cup of real cold water in there, and that makes that butter come together. Collect up and then you can dip it off. You take they tie a rag around that churn to, you know, to keep trash and stuff out, and maybe you put that lid over it or a plate over it. One woman one time had a pound of butter and told a little boy to carry it down to the market to sell it. And said, get 35 cents for it if you can. Says, if you don't, take 30.
Yeah.
So that's what he told her, the storekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
He said, of course I'll take it at 30.
Mm-hmm.
He paid him. The little boy started out and said, wait. He said, let me tell you something. He said, let me give you a little tip. He said, don't always tell all you know. He says, I didn't. He said, well, what is it you didn't tell? I didn't tell you the cat got in the churn.
Oh, that's good. What kind of cheese do you make out of clabber?
Wait a minute. Well, all cheese just about made out of milk, and you ask the clabber before you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Butter is a fresh part of cheese. And
well, I've heard of people putting the clabber in a cheesecloth and letting it drip through, and I guess the whey drips out.
Whey drips out. What you've got left is what you make the cheese. Now, just what there's a name for it, but I don't remember that name.
Well, some people call it cottage cheese, or
Cottage cheese is made that way. It's more or less just a clabber stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't press it because it'll run.
Yeah, it's pretty runny. Mm-hmm.
But the cheese I was thinking about was that you could slice with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Some people call that just cream cheese, I think, or clabber cheese.
Well, there's cream cheese, clabber cheese, and then Limburger cheese.
Ooh, that smells bad, doesn't it?
Well, yes, I guess it would.
I never smelled it, but I've heard that it does. When you first milk a cow and you pour it through a cloth to get the impurities out, what do you call
that? You call that a cloth strainer.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy thick strainers to strain stuff with, mm-hmm. but it don't strain it like the cloth strainer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, running a dairy, we had things fixed and had regular. We'd buy a strainer disc.
Mm-hmm.
It would go down in this kind of funnel shape,
mm-hmm.
put that strainer disc in and pour the milk through that, and a hair wouldn't hardly go through it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it if a billy goat swallowed, a goat swallowed a rabbit?
I don't know.
Hair in the butter. Call a billy goat a butter, you see, and a rabbit a hair.
I didn't know you called billy goat a butter. Why do you do that? Oh, you mean butts. Oh,
butts.
Oh, okay. My mind is not working very fast today. Back when we were talking about the pies, I should have asked you this. Did you ever hear of any kind, something that's like a pie, but it doesn't have a crust on the bottom? It has layers of fruit and crust?
Oh. Wait a minute. What is that, Elmer? I know it as well as, and I can't think right now.
Do you call it a cobbler?
Cobbler.